As we really get into the swing of summer, it's time for some outdoor performances on the meadow at Johns Hopkins Evergreen Museum and Library. This is on North Charles Street. This is with Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, and they are running two shows there, A Midsummer Night's Dream and coming up a little later in the summer, Love's Labour's Lost. A great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC the founding artistic director of Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, Tom DeLees. Thank you so much and welcome to the station again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again, Judith.
So Midsummer Night's Dream, of course, just absolutely perfect for an outdoor performance.
Yeah, it's a magical play for the outdoors, and Evergreen's a beautiful location, and we get routinely deer come out during the shows, and foxes even on a couple of occasions. So it's just a magical, under the stars, perfect for Midsummer. We probably never do it indoors. We'll do it every 5 years or so outdoors.
You do have some of the performances at your, let's say, winter venue in Roland Park. How does that actually work? Do you find that you need to have different approaches in terms to accommodate the indoor and outdoor?
No, basically what I do is when I sit down to block the play and decide where everybody's coming in and out and establish the geography of the play, I keep in mind that I have two venues. And actually, we even performed at Bordy Vineyards, too. So there'll be three venues, actually, for both of these plays. And so you keep in mind, you know, how you're going to subtly alter it based on whether you're outdoors or indoors. And then you communicate that to the actors during the run. You say, okay, outdoors, this is what we'll do here. Indoors, this is what we'll do here. They will inevitably forget when we move indoors. And so, you know, we all come out and everybody looks around and walks around and just checks exits and entrances and they have any questions they ask. Otherwise, it's basically the same thing.
So Midsummer Night's Dream, certainly one of Shakespeare's best known plays. Love's Labour's Lost, not quite so much. I don't believe I've ever seen one live. So tell me about the pairing of these two over the summer.
Well, one of the reasons why we paired them is that both of them have a play within a play. Probably most people are aware with Midsummer, you have the Rude Mechanicals that put on the Pyramus and Thisbe play in front of Duke Theseus and Hippolyte in the court. And Love Labors also has the same gimmick, if you want to call it that, going on, where you have the comic characters putting on a play about the nine worthies. And you have interjections between the people in the audience and the actors. And in Love, Labor's Lost, it's kind of a very different kind of play. It has a very different ending than a normal Shakespearean comedy. Things don't work out quite perfectly there. And, you know, one of the actors who's doing the Nine Worthies play literally stands up for himself when he's insulted by the nobles and says, you know what, this isn't really worthy. This isn't kind of you. Not noble. So there's a lot of interesting kind of parallels, but also some very interesting differences.
These are two wonderful plays of Shakespeare being presented by the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, and that'll be outdoors on the meadow at Johns Hopkins Evergreen Museum and Library, North Charles Street. Also indoors in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre on Roland Avenue, also at Bordy. So there are various venues and various dates. To get this all sorted out, you can go onto their website, baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. Such a pleasure to speak to their founding artistic director, Tom DeLees. Have a great summer. I'm sure you will.
Oh, I'm sure I will too. Thank you very much.